Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting live today from beautiful Toronto, Canada. Beautiful Canada. I love my city, and even though it's winter here, we still love it. We still have fun in the snow, which seems to be all melted today. And actually the weekend we got blasts, which it was phenomenal. We're actually looking forward to a beautiful, beautiful spring. And so hopefully where you are in different parts of the world, and I have to stress that, different parts of the world, because thanks to the internet, this show is worldwide. It is possible to have reach places like in South America, Central America. We have listeners all over the United States. Our guest is Colin from the States as well. And also Europe, we have reached Europe, England, and all those beautiful places. So thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. We have an amazing show for you today. We are speaking to an author all the way from the States, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say and how she got started and all that good stuff. And before I bring her on, I wanted to take a couple of minutes to thank everyone and also thank my sponsor. We've been having a lot of people wanting to sponsor the show, but that's amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You guys deserve a beautiful applause. Yes. We are being sponsored by Nature Nova, Alka Total Fitness, Reno Investments, Entrepreneur in a Box, and the list goes on. So thank you so much, everyone, for sponsoring the show. Also, right after the interview, we always have the musical section on the show. So for people that are into music, singer-songwriter, make sure that if you would like your song to be played here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, send it to MP3. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio, because it is a radio show. Although we are filming now, we have our YouTube channel at lizt.ca. CA for Canada. And if you're interested in calling us in with questions, the number to call in is 347-996-3926, or all social media is open. We have a link of the show if you would like to comment or ask questions to my guest. You can always do that as well. The link is Lizzie T Radio, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. So today, as I mentioned, we have music and we will be playing songs from all over the world. We have Alicia Cinnamon with a song, a very romantic song. It's all about February, although it's finishing, right? Also, we have Andrea Goodman from Canada as well. We have Amaro from Holland. And we have, last but not least, Sorrentis, also from L.A. So let's bring our guest on. Let's see what she has to share, because we are all curious. Again, if you would like to call us in, the number to ask question is 347-996-3926. And let's all welcome to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. So whereabouts in the States that you're from?
I am just outside of Detroit.
Detroit, awesome, awesome. So let's get started. I always like to ask a question just so you feel comfortable, not that you need it. It looks like you have a lot of experience in radio and TV and so forth. So, but what is your favorite drink?
What is my favorite what?
What is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink?
Yeah.
Actually, it's smart water. I guess I need to stay hydrated when I'm writing so much, I suppose. It's that kind of vanilla, yeah.
Well, good for you, though. Good for you. Water is one of the best drinks up there. You know what? I've had everything here at the Liz and T Radio Show, from pina colada to wine to smoothies. I very rarely get water. So if somebody says water, that is awesome. That means that you keep yourself, you keep yourself hydrated. You keep yourself nice and healthy. None of that artificial stuff and none of the none of the sugary things. So let's get
right.
Started. So, I'm good for you. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. This is
great.
So let's, how did you start it in your career as a writer? Can you talk a little bit about that?
When I was a kid, I was pretty much labeled as a daydreamer. I was always thinking up stories. Of course, naturally, as many teenage girls do, I wrote lots of poetry and won some awards for some short stories and whatnot. Then in my early 20s, I started with instructional writing, content writing, press releases, political releases, and carried that through for several years. And just a handful of years ago, in my early 30s, I finished my first novel. And it's just kind of boomed from there, I suppose.
And I'm looking at your website. You have three books, the three novels that you already have worked on. And my goodness, good for you. Good for you for, you know, some people have trouble to just write one book. My husband just finished his very, very first book, and it's been a lot of work. But what a great accomplishment for you just to be able to write three novels. I'm seeing here When in Maui, Immersion, and Cable Heights. So what is the genre that you relate to?
Well, I have to say that I am an oddity. None of those are the same genre. When in Maui is the first book to the Unattainable series. Book two comes out this spring, and that's a romantic comedy series. When in Maui was actually my first novel that I completed. Immersion is a standalone book, and it is a dystopian tech thriller. So if you like adventure and action and things blowing up, then you definitely want to take a look at that one. And then Gable Heights is actually the first book of a series of anthologies that I lead. They are the lunchtime anthologies. They're full-length novels, and then I have guest authors that write pieces that are embedded in the greater storyline. And so you get a full novel from cover to cover, but you also get these nice little breaks where you could sit for your lunchtime break and read a short story, and it gives you enough time to read a full bit, but then you have something more to look forward to come back to. And Gable Heights is a crime drama. Lots of interesting twists and turns within that one.
Well, so you're able to basically fill everybody's need from drama to romanticism and to also to everywhere. And that's very strange for a writer. And good in a sense, because you're able to go through different parts of your writing objectives. And some writers I find that they just concentrate on the drama and they don't like to wander off into different genres.
Right.
What gives you the capability of to be able to switch from one one theme to another. Like that, I find that very interesting.
Well, to be honest, I think a lot more authors have the ability. Not everyone does. I personally know some authors that they cannot write with outside of a single genre. But actually, authors are discouraged from it. They tell you that if you write in multiple genres, it's more difficult for you to pick up a singular fan base, because if you have someone that's interested in your romantic comedy, they're always going to want to come back and find more romantic comedy books. But I don't function that way, I guess. I have on many times been accused of enjoying life a little too much. I want to travel, but I want to travel to all kinds of places. I'm interested in all kinds of things. My Spotify is filled with everything that's you could think of eclectic and traditional pop music and whatnot. I probably have the most diverse lineup of interests, so I guess it makes sense that I would have a very diverse lineup of storylines that kind of attached to me that I really want to get out there and get out to the public and let people enjoy. And I'm just hoping that my fan base will be found in people that like to read across different genres and not just one.
And good for you, because you're very diverse, so you can appeal to different writers. You're not just stuck in one thing. And what would you say is your favorite? Do you like more the romanticism? Do you like more the adventure? Or do you prefer the comedy? Think about that question. I need to talk for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. It's beautiful Monday. It is sunny here in Toronto, Canada, and it is 5 o'clock right now. If you're coming from work, or if you're coming from picking up the kids from school to get them ready for dinner, and you will like to tune in on the Lizzie T Radio Show, as always, just click on the radio button on our social media, and you'll be able to listen to us live. Perhaps ask some questions. Where can you acquire the beautiful book from beautiful Colleen? And the number to call in is 347-996-3926. And I have a word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the
Lizzie T Radio Show.
I love Lizzie music. And we are with beautiful Colleen right now. She is a beautiful author. My goodness, she has 3 books, When in Maui, Immersion, and Cable Heights. And love to find out which one is her favorite. She likes more comedy. Does she like more romanticism? Does she like more mystery? And I think she might have even some better news. There's some new releases coming out. But let her answer the first question. What's your favorite?
My favorite, actually, what I read the most are probably dystopian style YA novels. I do have a one in the works for later this year, hopefully. But I have several projects coming out this year, so we'll see if it makes it out yet this fall or not.
So there's a brand new book coming out, hopefully this year. Now, I assume that you are, you know, you have things to do during the day. I don't know, a job or a business or something. How do you find time to write? I find that I've been writing my story, my book, for the last 2 years, and I'm halfway. If it wasn't for my publisher, I don't know, I would never finish. What is the challenge to actually write a book? Where do you find the time?
It is a daunting task. I will say that. I do have a day job periodically. I pick up contracts here and there, and then I usually take a few weeks in between and spend some time focusing on that. I also own Blue Deco Publishing. It's a very small publishing house, but it takes up a lot of my time as well. However, with my writing, I'm literally sitting here editing my next manuscript while I'm on our little break segments here. So I pick my time when I can, and I try to sit down and at least spend a half an hour writing every day. And then I have a tablet that I bought a Zag case for, and they're hinged, and they're amazing because they're like little mini laptops, and I can take it, fit it in my purse, and pull it out and pull up one of my manuscripts and work on it anywhere I'm at. So if I'm waiting for a doctor's appointment or sitting somewhere by myself having a meal, I can just pull that out and work on a manuscript everywhere. So I just kind of prepare myself like that. So,
and good for you for being proactive, because that's really what we need to find the time for someone who's listening right now and they're asking themselves that question. You know, it's so easy for Colleen to do this. You know, it's so easy for her to write. Look, she has 3 books. I'm working on one. But look at her answer. She's being very proactive. She's using tablets. She's going to wait in at the doctor's office. You know, she's using that spare time, because I don't know about you guys in the States, but in Canada, we do wait quite a bit of time, sometimes 20, 30 minutes. Maybe more, depends on the clinic or the doctor or the hospital. So you could use that time for writing. And that is a segue to my next question. People that are listening to us from all over the world, and they want to be like you, they want to have those books, they have a story to tell, they have a beautiful way of telling stories. What would be your recommendation for them, for them to keep going? Because they're thinking, you know, maybe this is not meant for them to be doing this. I'd love to hear your point and your words of wisdom and your advice.
Well, the way I handle it is it's all very easy for, it's human nature to be your own worst critic. It is also human nature to play devil's advocate against yourself. What we have to learn to train ourselves to do is to think the opposite. You're going to have that natural voice that's going to come in and go, oh, nobody's going to like your story, or it's going to look terribly when you actually put it out there, or I have a million other things I could be doing instead of doing this. But writing for many authors is a dream, and it's a goal, and you have to learn to respect your own dreams and goals and make that time to do it. And when somebody, or when a voice in your head pops in and says, hey, no one's going to like your story, you have to talk back to it and say, but somebody will like it. It will mean something to someone. It will look amazing out on the page to someone, and that someone, it may make that difference. You know, it may be the book that brings a smile to their face when they need it most, or when their life is just kind of drab and it brings that extra adventure to them. And then not only do you have to take that to the outside level of someone out there is going to need to read my story, but it's my dream and it is my goal, so I need to do this for myself. And you have to kind of talk back to that devil's advocate of negativity and bring it that positive light of, oh, I'm going to do this because it's what I really want to do. And you have to force yourself to take that time and make that time for yourself to do it.
I love it how you put it. This is phenomenal. I love it. Three things, Ashley, that we got out of this, everyone. If you just have tuned in right now and you're just checking out to see who Lizzie has, and if you're thinking, I need to read this book, I've never heard put it better or more eloquent this way, because respect your goals. That is so strong. That is so beautiful. To have goals is one thing. To have a wish is something else. Wish is actually something that you just want to do it in the future, but you are not actually doing anything about it. To have a desire is something that is a must need. And to respect those goals, to have a priority and say, yes, this is more important. There is someone that I need to touch. That is beautiful. And I think that's how you should be thinking. Just like Colleen is giving us this beautiful words of wisdom, those beautiful advice. There's somebody that needs to read that book. There's someone that needs to know what you have to say because it could help them. It could help. It could change their life. It could change the perspective. For the listeners that are listening to us right now, all over the world, and they love your voice, they love what you have to say, Colleen, where can people find you?
What was that?
Where can people find you? Where would be, can you share with my audience your website and perhaps an email if the people are looking for to purchase those three beautiful books, where can we find them?
You can find me easily on www.colleennye.com. That's CollenNye.com. You can find me on Facebook as author Colleen Nye. I'm on Colleen_Nye at Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. You can find me all over. You can contact my publisher, or which is also me, Blue Deco Publishing. I actually, my previous publisher was gracious enough to encourage me into that step and and help boost me that direction. So BlueDecoPublishing.com, you can find the books. They're actually available on Amazon for print, or any book, any brick and mortar store can order them if they don't already carry them. I know some Barnes & Noble do. And also for ebook, iBooks, Kindle, Nook, Kobo, you name it, they're up and around. So, and I have, let's see, When in Doubt will be out this spring. The Long Summer will be out this summer. I am co-leading the Debut Collective, which is a five-book anthology release that will come out in June. That's five books, and I have a short story in each one of those. The Lunchtime Anthology's second book, it's a working title, but it should be The Domino Effect, should be out the later part of the summer, and then I hope to have another solo novel out called The Pole, which is the first book in a more sci-fi dystopian YA series later in the fall or early winter. So I would hop on ColleenNye.com and follow me, definitely, because there's lots coming out this year.
And thank you so much. And I love how people know how to promote themselves. Sometimes we have guests on our show. They're not sure if they should share their website. Not this girl. This girl really know how to do it. So if you just have missed the spelling, everyone, if you just, I didn't get that properly, well, write on my social media, Lizzie T Radio, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. There is a link right now of Colleen's website. So if you missed it, there is a link there. You can click it right underneath the radio button, and you'll be able to go straight to her website, and you can pick up the books. As she mentioned, they are on Amazon, Kobo. My goodness, she's everywhere. That is awesome. And I can't wait to read. I'm into more comedy, to be honest. Romanticism and comedy, those are my favorite genre. I don't know about the mystery too much, but yes. So everyone, if you we have just a couple of minutes before we go into our musical section of the show. If you would like to call us in, just ask a question. Perhaps you know this lady from beautiful states, and you can ask her a question or a comment. The number is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. You know how I love interaction. When you guys call and ask questions, that's the most fun. And I know you guys are listening, but it's okay. You can leave your comments or your question on my social media, and I will be happy to pass it into Colleen. I have a couple of more words from my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Attention retirees! Have low interest rates and the volatile stock market had a negative impact on your retirement income? Are you looking for better returns without taking any risks? You don't have to risk your life savings in the stock market to get a higher after-tax retirement income. Reno Racanelli is an independent annuity advisor. He shops the annuity market for the best rates. Reno is very well informed and experienced. He will share with you the enormous mistakes most seniors make when investing in GICs and bonds. Ask you the five important questions that determine if annuities are right for you. How to protect your retirement income if a company goes bankrupt. He will also tell you why even a 9% rate of return on an annuity is possible. Call Reno today at 416-880-8552 for a free quote or more information. Online, backtobackannuities.com, and get the best annuity rates out there with Reno Racanelli, backtobackannuities.com.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, all the way from beautiful Canada, Toronto. It's a fun, sunny day today, and I have with me Colleen. Colleen is an author and also a publisher, and I have last question for her. What made you decide to leave from or to go into publishing? Because I find that when an author is an author, they just want to concentrate in writing and get in and push some books out there, and good for you. It's great accomplishment. You have three books out there and looking on your fourth, but to bring on a task as becoming a publisher, that's even more challenging, and it looks like you have your plate full already. But what made you get into that other side of the industry?
Well, literally, my previous publisher and I had become friends, and she literally said to me one day, "Why aren't you doing this yourself? I'm a rather inquisitive person, and I love to find the inner workings of things." And so as I've been published for a handful of years now, I've actually just kind of, okay, how do you do that? And how do you do that? And picked up little things here and there, and I network a lot and ask a lot of questions. So when she asked me that, I kind of blew it off like, oh, no, I'm just an author. And about a month later, it just one day I said, why am I not doing this? I have enough self-published friends that would love to have a label and a home for their book and a network to work with and a family of authors to feel like they have a home for their book babies. And so I just started picking up all the different accounts and tools, and before I knew it, I had a name, and there it was. So now I'm a publisher.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think because you know how the industry works, and you've already published three books, so you know the ropes, and it will be easier for you to help people that have no idea how to do it. So I think it's a great way of helping other becoming authors start doing this. So Colleen, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being part of this amazing network, sharing your life and sharing you are a beautiful, awesome author. Congratulations, three books. What an accomplishment. And this is phenomenal. Thank you so much for being on the show, and have a phenomenal day.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And there you have it, guys. It's Colleen. The website, again, is colleennier.com. The link is on my social media if you just missed it. Not to worry, it's there. And right now we're moving on to our musical section. As I mentioned to you, we have Alicia Cinnamon. She's a singer-songwriter from here, from Toronto, Canada, and she submitted her MP3. And hopefully you can enjoy it. Here it comes.
You to call. I've been feeling okay. I gotta know if it's true at all. Oh, you say I'm crazy, but I can't seem to shake what I feel.
Let's take it home, baby.
Gonna give you all of me.
An online phenomenon called Project Breakthrough is taking the internet by storm, allowing average, ordinary people with no prior experience to earn real money online within days. Brand new, free video training series. Industry's first true step-by-step video guide. No credit card required. From zero to solid income within days. Even if you're on a budget or have never made a dime online before, learn how to activate 27 passive income streams now. Want to know how? Now visit mysuccessmarketing.com and find out.
Never been somebody
somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.